This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Dining at restaurants is bound to feel a little strange now with social distancing, but customers eating at Sputnik in Denver when it opened this week experienced an added layer of something weird. CPR's Alexandra McMahon went to check it out.
By midday, Sputnik's reopening of its dining room was off to a slow start. You could say things were maybe even a little dead.
I love the ghosts. They're awesome. I didn't even see them till we sat down, but they're very well done. Very lifelike.
Posed throughout the restaurant, the ghosts help customers maintain a safe distance.
We've got some playing dice, and then we've got one just, kind of hanging out at the end of the bar.
Owner Matt LaBarge points out some of the ghostly poses. There's also a book reading ghost and a ghost couple enjoying a date. The idea came from bartender Trevor Liebler early on, when Sputnik was still closed for dine-in service.
It was getting really quiet with no one in the restaurant, so we decided to put the ghost up to keep us company.
Usually this stretch of South Broadway would be bustling. The restaurant is packed and sweaty on a normal weekend.
It is actually kind of nice to have them. At first when I'd look at cameras, I'd, oh, there's people there. And they're like, oh yeah, the ghost. But I think the idea was that things weren't going to be exactly how they were, and it was, you know, the ghosts of South Broadway, the ghosts of the restaurant industry, and just, you know, dealing with the unknown.
And the ghosts are handmade by Liebler, the bartender.
It's all found material. The only thing that I bought were the sheets and the styrofoam heads.
And then he just used wire and old clothes and a bunch of newspapers and magazine, you know, crumpled up to make the bodies.
It's a little bit of silliness amongst a whole lot of heaviness, and it's captured people's imaginations.
It's been pretty fun. We actually got a call from the Mile High Paranormal something or other wanting to come and investigate the ghosts, but we haven't talked to them yet. But
he says the ghosts will stick around as long as social distancing rules do. I'm Alexandra McMahon, CPR News.
And we have some developing news. Former Governor John Hickenlooper violated the state's ethics rules when he flew on a developer's plane to the commissioning of a naval ship in Connecticut. This is a developing story, and it will be updated.